Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today, actually nothing to do with referrals, but still such an important part of the way you run your business. So I thought, let's go to a different place, but let's still get ourselves thinking about how do we get to convert, attract, deliver what it is we do in a better way. So right now, I'm in the middle of a fairly big sort of event season. We've got intensives within the US. We've got one-day events for prospects. We've got our intensives in Australia. And it's really easy when you're in a period of working, sort of in, you're in the trenches, to not float above and still focus on the business. One thing which I know always helps is taking time to be able to just simply map things out and look at where are we now and where do we want to go. And if you don't take the time to do that, it's really easy for your business to run you rather than you run your business. And that's what I want us to have a look at today. How can you do simple things that allow you to run your business, to run your marketing, to run your sales, to run your delivery, versus it just happening and you go along for the ride because really you're not in control of it. It's really easy to be able to get stuck doing the day-to-day, putting out fires, having to deal with problems, going from meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting, from call to call to call to call. But in the end, that's the one thing that's stopping you from being able to grow, scale your business and give yourself back more freedom. It's a catch-22. You feel you've got to race around doing stuff to get in front, where in fact, racing around doing stuff is what's keeping you behind. You need to take time during your week, whether it be half an hour here, an hour there, whether it be half a day, whether you just go, I've got one day every week where I am focusing on the business. So you need to sit and you need to be able to draw things out. You need to be able to think, how am I attracting right now? Do I have ways to be able to bring people to me? That's what we use in our $1 million referral system. How are those things working? What do I need to change? What do I need to tweak? What do I need to do better? You need to look at your conversion processes. How am I getting people to raise their hand? Do I have the right sort of conversations going on? Am I asking the right questions to qualify people before I get on the phone or I go and meet with them? What does my sales process look like? Am I conversion numbers down at 10, 20% rather than 50, 60, 90%? How do I improve things? How am I delivering to my clients, my customers? What does my customer experience look like? What is the overall experience that I'm giving them? Am I creating walking billboards or am I simply just doing something for the sake of doing something? What's the IP in my own head like? Am I evolving that? Am I creating processes, systems, better things for our people to be able to do and use and be a part of? None of that just happens automatically. You have to give it the time to make that happen. And quite possibly, this has come about because this morning I just shut up shop and went for a good 90 minutes of going, I'm not real happy with that one day workshop that we run for people in our network. It was okay. To them, it was brilliant because they don't know any different. But to me, I think we could do it better. I think it could be more powerful. I think there could be better takeaways. I think we could help in a better way. So I got out the iPad as I normally do and my Apple Pencil and I draw. Create a little workbook. And before I knew it, I'd gone through 6, 7 pages of just mapping it out. creating a better experience before, during, after, better learnings. You can't do that if you are entrenched in the day-to-day. You've got to give yourself space. You've got to give yourself time if you're going to constantly improve things. Now, sometimes that's easier to do when you've got teams around you, when you've got other people doing the day-to-day. But if you don't have other people doing the day-to-day, then you've got to make this a priority, because you can't get better. You can't deliver a better program, product, service, unless you're constantly thinking about how do I make it better. And even though we're talking in general here, this is relevant to every aspect of what we niche down into. Are my referral partners as good as what they could be? What would make it better? Am I having good conversations? What would make it better? Do I have a good $1 million referral system happening right now? What would make it better? Unless you focus on being able to make things better and give yourself the space to work on, you're always going to be stuck within. So think about what are two or three areas right now that if you just gave yourself a time, some time over the next week, you might be able to really improve. What's something that you're putting up with but you're not real happy with? Focus on that to start with. Hopefully that's been helpful, bit thought-provoking. If this is the first time you're joining us, welcome. Make sure you subscribe, iTunes, Get More Referrals Today, Spotify, search for Referral Marketing Guru. Subscribe to us on YouTube, search for Referral Marketing Guru. On any of your favorite social platforms, you can search for my name, Michael Griffiths, or Referral Marketing Guru, and you'll find us. We'd love for you to come in, hang out. We love being able to talk to people in our networks and be able to show ways for them to be able to generate more referrals, use their networks more effectively, and create partnerships. I know for our guys within Partnership Club, the ones that are super engaged and turning up and doing the stuff, the way how their business is just really exciting. That's what we want for everybody. Okay, until next time, guys, take care, and we'll talk to you soon.